From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. We're seeing U.S. stocks mixed today, with investors seeing weaker-than-expected jobs data. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports that first-time unemployment claims rose to their highest level in 6 weeks.
The government says 399,000 people applied for unemployment compensation last week. Economists say the numbers probably rose in part because of the end of the holiday shopping season, when a lot of temporary workers are let go. Though the government tries to adjust the numbers for seasonal variations, it doesn't always get it right. At the same time, the government said retail sales rose just a tenth of a percentage point in December, less than expected. But for the year as a whole, retail sales were up by 8%. That's the biggest increase since 1999, and it means that consumers are still buying despite the weak economy. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
The Afghan president is decrying as completely inhumane a video that purportedly shows U.S. Marines' mistreatment of Taliban corpses. Hamid Karzai reacting to a YouTube video that shows what appeared to be four Marines urinating on the bodies of Taliban fighters. Well, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is branding the video utterly deplorable, and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton agrees.
I know Secretary Panetta has ordered a complete investigation this incident. Anyone found to have participated or known about it, having engaged in such conduct, must be held fully accountable.
The Marine Corps says it is trying to verify the video source and authenticity. The case has been referred to the Navy's Worldwide Law Enforcement Organization. The streets of the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince, are relatively quiet this day as the Caribbean nation marks the second anniversary of its devastating earthquake. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports today has been declared a national holiday.
Memorial services are being held across Haiti today to remember the lives lost in the 7.0 earthquake of 2010. Many churches are holding special services, and President Michel Martelly plans to attend a large ceremony this afternoon at a mass grave on the outskirts of the capital. The quake destroyed much of Port-au-Prince, killed between 200 and 300,000 people, and left roughly 2 million people homeless. 2 years later, hundreds of thousands of Haitians remain in squalid tent camps. But yesterday, President Martelly vowed that 2012 will be the year when Haiti really starts rebuilding as a country. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
At last check on Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 2 points at 12,447. NASDAQ up 8 points at 2,719. You're listening to NPR News. Bill Janklow, who served as South Dakota's governor for 16 years, has died. He was 72 years old. His son says Janklow died today, months after announcing that he had brain cancer. Janklow was described as a flamboyant politician who left a lasting mark on South Dakota politics. In addition to serving four terms as governor, he also was the state's congressman, and he resigned from that post after causing a fatal traffic accident. Tomorrow, a federal judge will decide if a Virginia electoral law is unconstitutional. NPR's Teresa Tomasoni tells us how this decision could affect the Republican presidential primary ballot in Virginia.
A Virginia district judge has already temporarily blocked all printing and ordering of absentee ballots in the state. Earlier this week, he said a provision of elections law may be unconstitutional. If he finds this, more GOP hopefuls could get on the Virginia primary ballot. If not, Virginia residents will have only two Republican candidates on the ballot, Mitt Romney and Ron Paul. Rick Perry is suing the State Board of Elections. He didn't get enough qualified signatures to get on the Virginia ballot and says the state's strict ballot access requirements violate his freedoms of speech and association. Candidates Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum, and John Huntsman have joined the lawsuit. Teresa Tomasoni, NPR News.
Heavy campaigning is underway in South Carolina, where the Republican primary will be held a week from Saturday. The candidates, who did not do well in the New Hampshire contest this week, are hoping for stronger support from South Carolina's more conservative and religious voters. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.